It's not that you don't think that you could fail. Like, we can obviously bring in some other truths, right? There's seven different possibilities at all times. So it's like, we can look at, yeah, of course that could happen. But what you choose to focus on is what your streak will be.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fiona.
Fiona Apple.
I used to love her.
Me too.
I mean, I still love her.
I still think she's really cool.
I don't know where she is. Do you know what I'm hoping for?
What?
That, like, not that she's not a success, but that she, like, I can book her for like $5,000 at one point.
I bet maybe in a couple of years.
You think?
I don't know.
What if I reached out now on DMs and was like, hey, could you come 5,000 at my house?
For dinner?
For a dinner. I don't know. She might still be, you know how it's like, sometimes you don't realize that they're performing all over because you're not really in the music scene anymore. Yep. Yeah. I really used to be in the music scene. Yeah, you know,
same. I'm like really big in the music scene.
Super underground. I don't even know what that means. All right. So hey, what's up, Evans?
Oh, it's been a great week because the sun finally came back in Santa Monica.
I feel like it's summer. Like, people are so happy again this week. Like, finally, people.
Seriously. What is happening?
Oh, Evans brought me a coffee this morning from my favorite coffee place.
It is delicious.
Feels like a little treat, but it's not Phil's coffee.
Nope.
So what's on the comparison scale? If our coffee chart goes up to 10, tell me what Phil's is and why, and then tell me what Bardana is.
I don't know if this is going to be popular, but I would say Phil's is an 8 and Bardana's a 10.
What?
Yeah, I really would.
Oh my God. I didn't know that you felt that pull towards my coffee shop.
I do.
Wow. I mean, not an ad, but should be.
It's so good.
Yeah. Here's another thing about Bardana is that I kind of don't want to say its name so that people don't flock to it, you know?
I know.
But I need it to be successful as well. So I'm a bit torn.
I guess won't you say it one more time and that's it.
Bardana. They have a fried egg sandwich.
I've never gotten that.
Well, get it this time.
Okay. I will go there right now.
No, it's out of control.
Yeah.
It is so incredibly good. And they have this paleo bowl. Like, I don't even know where this food comes from. I swear it comes down with a stork from a stork, like in a
from
blanket.
The heavens.
And they're like, here's your food.
Here's your egg.
I love your earrings today.
Thank you. They're from Madewell.
She's venturing out. Ooh, what is Madewell?
Oh, it's kind of like J. Crew. I think they're owned by the same people. They've got just like...
Is it a store?
Yeah.
Or is it online?
It's online.
Okay, cool.
It's like a chain.
They are gold drop earrings and they're like a flat metal gold. They're so incredibly cute and triangly.
Oh, thanks,
Evans,
Lori.
Is known for her earrings. Like, she legitimately will walk into the room and have the best earrings on at all times.
Wow.
I don't know.
I feel...
Just speaking my truth this morning.
I'm
not going to have a closed throat chakra. I'm not going to get strep throat because of it.
Nope. You're going to open wide.
No, I'm at the dentist opening right up, guys. So I got a new bed.
You did. And you don't like it.
First night, last night, I was so excited because everybody talks about these beds that you can put a wine glass on and jump on the other side.
Did you try that?
Got one of those. Hate it. I hate this bed.
What does it feel like?
It feels as if I put down a plywood board and then I put a piece of foam on top, like a small piece of foam.
Can you roll around easily?
I mean, you can roll really easy because you can roll on a flat, hard floor easily.
That's true. That's true.
No, it's funny. I don't even think it's the brand of bed. I think it's because Chris was like, I can't get a super soft bed. Well, we've always had soft beds, but I don't think he's realized that. So we went for like this medium soft, which to them, they're like, hey, just a warning, this, it yeah. will soften up, but it's pretty hard in the beginning. Well, I crawled in bed and I was like, are we on the dining room table? Like, let's just go spoon on the dining room table.
Are we on the ground?
Cause I can't. But anyway, I was also like, wow, I'm blessed to have a bed. So I went through many thoughts last night. Yeah. And let me tell you, I did not sleep much because I was like, you are so spoiled. You just got a new bed. And then I was like, but I hate it. My boob hurts. I'm a stomach sleeper. Like, so many thoughts. And Chris was just snoring the whole time. And I'm like, he can sleep on anything.
I feel like that's such a man thing to just sleep wherever.
Like, he's just, and every night he's like, I don't want to go to bed yet. And I'm like, come on. And then the second he gets in bed, he's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm up for hours. So I don't know.
I like,
anyway,
yeah.
You can tell I haven't slept because I'm not quite, I'm like 90% happy right now. Not quite to the full tank yet.
Well, you seem more than, you seem 100.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm so happy. Well, let's hope I can get to 110 by the end of this. So what do you say? You got a quote?
Yeah.
Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do quotes.
We do quotes. Yeah. We do whatever.
We kind of just do whatever, and that's how we like it.
This is from The Path Made Clear, Oprah's Ooh. Book.
Oh.
You got to get this.
I need this book. You it's on my
hard,
list.
You need the hard copy, you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm reading right now, though? Real what? Quick.
Tell me.
I got an advanced copy of Marie Forleo's book.
What?
Everything is figure outable. I know. I feel like a special unicorn.
Because you are.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, horns and all. Horn? I don't know. Wait. I'm a bull. That's yeah. awesome. Okay. It's really good.
It is.
I was up very early this morning because bed.
Yeah.
And I read for, you know, I've been reading it, but I read for like 90 minutes this morning. It was fantastical.
And it's called Everything is Figure Outable.
Yeah. It's not out till September, but you guys should pre-order
Dang!
It. Pre-order.
You're really putting it out there early, but now we have to wait and we really want it.
Yeah, but you could pre-order today.
Okay.
I swear I'm like not on our book team or anything. It's just that good.
You love it.
Yeah, I just love her. Okay.
Okay.
Quote.
Okay, this is from Path Made Clear.
And I need that book too, because that's going to get a shout out, I have a feeling.
You really do. And I think this applies to what a lot of people are asking about. It says, if you want support for your idea, stand in what you hold sacred. Those who sense your truth will rise up.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay. I'm a little obsessed with that. And here's why.
Tell me. Here are the reasons.
Here are the reasons. Reason number one, because it really talks about what we kind of always talk about with the idea of waving your weirdo flag so all your weirdos can see it and you're not a weirdo anymore. Like, you are if you want to claim that title.
Yep.
But like, no one can see you if you don't stand firmly in what you believe. So then you're in a group of people where you're like, why don't I fit in? Well, it's because you are not showing enough of you to actually attract the people who are authentically them either.
Yes.
And I know when I'm doing that, I'm like, wow, I'm surrounded by people who maybe aren't my, you know, a really great fit for me. And while I can learn a lot of perspective from them, you also need that soft space to land where you're like,
yes.
You just feel like you can be freaking weird and you don't go home and question every word you said all night.
Oh,
you done
gosh.
That?
So much. Like, yeah. I can't believe I said, and then, or when you're in the process of saying something dumb.
Yeah.
Or it's not even dumb, but you just feel in this crowd, it's dumb. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't stop myself from what I'm saying right now. And your brain's like, stop it, stop it, stop it.
I always know I'm in one of those groups because I say things like, you know what? You have to take risks to be funny and I'm willing to risk it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you just got weirder.
And then you just keep going.
I know.
I've done that. Yeah.
Why can't we have, do you know what I want for Christmas?
What?
I want to make you a jacket with large shoulder pads that have cameras inserted into them underneath that stick out the top so I can just follow you around.
Okay.
You know how they have like cat cam? Yeah. Actually, dog cam. I don't think they have cat cam.
Yeah. I think they have cat cams too.
That's awesome. People. So I would put cat cam in.
That's awesome. Just like a body cam.
Yeah, body cam. Like, I wouldn't have it on your body. Like,
no.
It would be on your body, but pointed outward.
Pointed out. Nobody wants to see my skin all day.
I call that skin cam. That's a totally different website, that's a paid membership site. That's also something you can start to fund your paper company.
That's true.
Evans at skincam.com.
Yeah. Please subscribe.
Hey, mom. Evans' mom. What do you think?
Skincam. Wait, that reminds me.
Do tell.
I wore a cropped tank top over the weekend, Lori. And
when you texted me that, I think I did a little jig. So tell me about the crop top. Oh, first tell why this is such a big deal.
This is a big deal because I love turtlenecks and
she does.
I love a good sleeve and
she owns stock in turtleneck and sleeve.
Huge stock.
Yeah, huge.
And it's going up. And
going down now.
It's going down because I got this little crop tank from H&M and I put it with my Lulus and I felt great.
You know, tell me about how great the high-waisted Lulu with a crop is.
It is perfect.
What did you feel? I really want to know what you felt like when you first put it on.
I felt really strong and confident.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Why do you think that was? Because this is not like you.
It's not like me at all. Yeah. I mean, I think the Lulus were hitting me just right in that spot. I was like, this is great.
I'm telling you, the right outfit when explored can really enhance your inner goddess.
So true.
Yeah. I bet you felt like a workout goddess.
I really did. I felt like a workout
goddess. Yeah, you did. You guys hear this? Put on that crop.
Go for it.
Go for it.
There's no one cares. Like everyone thinks you look great. You look
great. You look great today.
You look so great today.
Oh my God. Look at your outfit and just be like, if I am comfy or if I am styling, I look freaking awesome today because I'm going to rock it. Like if you walk into the room and you're like, I am amazing.
You are.
People will be drawn to the light like a bug light.
Yeah. Like a zip, little. Zip.
Whenever people walk by, just be like, bzz. And they'll be like, what was that? You'll be like, you're attracted to my light. And whisper it in their ear like that. You're attracted to my light. And breathe heavy after it.
Yeah.
Will you do that today at work? I don't work around enough people.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. I'm going to have to do it at a coffee shop or something.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. That's fine.
What's your quote?
What do you mean? This isn't going anywhere good? All right. So this is this is from Stephen Pressfield.
Oh, snap.
Snapple doodle. Are you paralyzed with fear, Evans? That's a good sign, Evans. Fear is good, Evans. Like self-doubt, fear is an indicator. Fear tells us what we would have to do. Or fear tells us what we have to do. Mm-hmm. Remember one rule of thumb, Evans.
What?
The more scared we are of a work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. You're attracted to my light.
Oh, wait, I didn't mean to hiss.
Yeah, I told you to breathe heavy afterwards, so you did it right.
Wait, that was from The War of Art, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great book.
Isn't it?
It's such a great book.
Because we sit in resistance all day long.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah, I need to. Do you want to read that book just for the next podcast?
Yes.
Okay. We're not doing that. Don't worry. Tune in. Tune in next time to find out.
It's a really short book, though.
It really is. I think I literally read it in like 1 or 2 days the first time because I was so entranced by it. So you guys, if you're wondering what it is, can you say the title again?
The War of Art.
By Stephen Pressfield.
Yes.
Do you have a review of the week, perhaps?
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I can't wait to hear
really
it.
I
can't wait to praise this person who wrote it.
This person is so great.
Praise.
Their name is Liv Bourne, and the title of the review is Favorite Juggernauts.
Oh.
It starts in all caps. I mean, holy she put symbols. Where have Lori and Evans been my whole life? I've seriously binged all the Q&A podcasts before I went to any other ones. Y'all make me laugh so hard and I want to be you both when I grow up.
Whoa.
Sorry that was weird, but you guys are awesome and thanks so much for making me laugh and learn so much.
What was it? Born what?
Liv Bourne.
Liv Bourne just pulled a seat up at our table. Do you know how many chairs we have that are empty around us, but technically they're full?
Yeah, they're full.
I think we have our review of the week from last week sitting here.
Yep,
we've got really Liv Bourne now. Yes. Oh my goodness. So like all of you are sitting here with us.
Liv Bourne makes
me laugh. So have you looked at you've been tagged in some of the stories, right?
Have you seen some?
I'm going to save all of them so that I can just show you because I laugh out loud when they get on their stories and they're like, guys, I'm listening right now. And I'm like, wow, this is so awesome.
It's so cool because I always feel weird. Like right now I feel weird.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Like a great weird.
That's when you know you're talking to your people.
Yeah.
You know, I've been called a weirdo my whole life. Like in middle school, I was always, one of my really good friends who, looking back in hindsight, wasn't a really good friend to me. But anyway, no, it's fantastic. Like great, yeah. Like maybe not so great at the time, but really great now. And she would always be like, "You're so weird." And whenever she would say that, I would just be like, "I don't know any other way to be. So how am I ever gonna, like, I didn't understand how else to be. And when I wasn't, I didn't like who I was." So,
right.
I think weird needs to be a fully accepted, like, fun. Weird to me means way funnier than everyone else.
Me too. It means way cooler, way more awesome.
Yeah. Like, way, W for way more.
Yeah, for way more of
everything.
Way more
extremely intelligent, ridiculous, darling.
Yeah.
Wow, we got to work on that.
If someone calls you weird, then you say thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not.
Yeah, too bad you're not doing something cool right now, like telling a cool joke.
Yeah, like a weird joke. She pretends to type. I don't know. She's writing a book.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that amazing review. Let's get to the... I hope you understood that.
To the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Samantha Howe.
Samantha Howe, we're going to help.
Samantha Howe. I'm in a transitioning time in my life, finishing up her degree, working full-time and raising two beautiful kids.
Holy smokes.
A lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 3 years, she's been on a personal journey to find my passion and heal myself. And I've noticed I've lost a lot of friends. I don't find myself sad about losing them, but do you believe that it's all part of the process of finding oneself? Like true friends would stick with me and the others would fall because of whatever reason. I'd like to hear what you think. I'm on the search for my tribe and I cannot settle until I find them.
Mm, what a delicious question. That was like biting into a hoagie. This is so good. Like, but the bite with the avocado, the provolone. Yeah,
perfect and, sauce to yeah, bread ratio.
Literally the perfect. This is a beautiful question because I can tell she already knows the answer, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
Which is beautiful. So let's point that out. Samantha, right?
Yep. Samantha, you know.
Samantha, I can tell you totally know the answer to this question. And yes, it is completely a part of the process. And I think that always looking at the process as like, what is this teaching me? And what am I going through right now? Who am I becoming? Because a lot of times on the journey to becoming our best and highest self, you're going to have to walk a part of it alone.
It's true.
And I do think that there's nothing wrong with that first group of friends, but they were on a part of your journey for a specific reason. And they're serving one of their biggest purposes right now.
Yes.
Which is being able to release people and not having to bring everyone with you, but still loving them from afar or from wherever you are now and sending them love. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people are like, oh, they don't support me or they don't love me. Or does this mean they're not for me if they're not supporting me? No, it just means they're on a totally different path than you. That's it. Like, you know, in some people, yes, if they are, I hate the word toxic, to be honest, because I really think toxic people are just the people who you've kept on your path for too long.
Yeah.
Like they were just not supposed to be on your path anymore, but you've tried to resuscitate it
right.
so much that now it's like, it's just exhausting
poisonous.
You. Right. And you're like, it's not them. It's the fact that you keep going back to an already dead relationship.
Yes. So true.
So I think that sometimes there are those people who like, you just need to move on, but you will find your tribe, but it takes intention. So what we don't realize is as we get older, it's, we don't have like those natural things in our life that throw us and lump us together with our friends. So if it's not at your job where people are like-minded or you're not in the sandbox and you're like, be my friend, or you throw sand in their face or whatever, however that went down the first time, or you're on the same swim team or volleyball team, like you now have to intentionally reach out to people. And because you were on the same volleyball team when you were making friends, you saw them every day. So imagine what it takes to actually cultivate a friendship. Like you might have to go to the same class for 2 months to find people. And when you're there, you can't go in like, why isn't anyone talking to me? No one's going to talk to you.
No one's going to talk.
You have to open up. Like I am legitimately the girl at SoulCycle who's like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
How's your day? And then like, I just keep doing that for 2 months straight or a year. And all of a sudden, like I have all of these people that I know and talk to every day that I could absolutely ask any one of them to coffee.
Which is so nice.
So nice. So tell me about you finding your tribe here.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. I remember when I first moved here and worked at Anthropology, I was checking this girl out at the register and I was like, do you want to grab coffee sometime? Because we had a really good conversation and I asked for her number and she gave it to me. Did we meet for coffee? We texted a couple of times, but it didn't work out. But still.
Yeah, but that's great. Try. Oh, you got to do that like 50 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's weird and you feel like a weirdo,
oh, but yeah.
Weirdos are good and you're just trying.
Oh my gosh. So going back to me when I first moved here too, I sent so many DMs to people and I legitimately on a few of them, I was like, hey, I don't want to date you. I'm married, but I'm looking for friends. Like I'm lonely or whatever. Okay. I don't think that I'm saying this so wrong. That sounds really creepy. If I was like, I'm not looking for a date and I'm lonely. Like I said it in a very like lighthearted,
I'm sure
mixed with good. Other things way. But I also didn't get a response back from from over 50% of them.
I'm really lonely.
Yeah. That just, they might've screenshotted that and shared it to all their friends. And that's fine too.
Yeah.
Like if this, you know, those, you know, when you see those posts from friends that are like, if this person messages you,
yeah, that was
like
you.
Block them. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they try yes. to look out for their friends. I'm pretty sure that might've been me a couple times.
But you were out here and you were trying.
Hey, and you know what? I made some really good friends that way.
Yes.
Like I have two girls who I became really good friends with, like to the point where we did events together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can meet people if you go, oh, cool. I like self-development. What's a self-development event I can go to? You can talk yes. to someone in line when you're checking in.
Do you know how many people I met at Tony Robbins?
Probably a
who
lot.
Who live here? A lot. And I learned that they go to my SoulCycle. And yeah. now we meet at SoulCycle and go to coffee.
Right.
I know.
And people at Bliss, they're always making friends at Bliss.
So many friends. Like, beware.
Yeah.
If you want to find your tribe, just really beware. Because if you're like, no, I don't like people. That's so me, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I love hermiting.
So do I. But then, like, I don't at all. Hermiting makes me so depressed and also so fulfilled. Please help me. I'm in a war.
I do the same thing. It's like I love it. And I know I love it. And then you're like, why am I so sad? Because you haven't been out of your house for 24 hours, maybe 72.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're super cool, but you're actually not when you're alone for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Get out there.
I don't know. Unless you're going to go pray under an olive tree for 40 days. I don't know. That's an important time to be alone to hear some answers, yeah. Evans.
No, that is true. You gotta get under your olive tree.
It is. Do you have one?
No, I don't have an olive tree.
Have you ever seen an olive tree?
Actually, yes.
I don't think I've seen one.
I saw it on Netflix.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you think it was a real one?
No, yeah. It's that show.
It's an actual tree. Do they grow like little olives or are they inside of something?
And then they catch them in this net thing.
Oh, because they're really green and hard at first, right?
Yeah.
What about black olives? Where do Kalamatas come from?
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
I'm guessing they do really well in Greece, which means a hot, dry. I don't know. It looks like you are milking udders right now, but I'm guessing that's how you think you pick olives. Like maybe you milk them.
I was just holding them like I'm holding two olives.
Yeah. If you have olives, you can milk them. You know what? It's going to be a new milk. Mark my words, there will be olive milk because there's now oat milk, soy milk,
rice milk. Any kind of milk.
Where's the pizza milk?
Yeah, there is chocolate milk.
I loved your face. Was like, I'm going to discover something really awesome. And I was like, that has existed since 1909. All right. Do we have another question?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love cool questions.
This is from Mrs. Dodd Swarlos. New opportunity is just around the corner. How do I lean into it without tripping myself up?
Oh boy. You want to go? Go first, girl.
It's just like you said in the first one. She already knows the answer. Mm-hmm. She's going to lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I would say, you know that it's going to be scary and fun and awesome and up and down and crazy, but you just got to go.
Are we talking to ourselves right now?
Yep. I am taking my own advice that I don't listen to.
Yep. Story of my life. All right. So yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that when we are wishy-washy, like if you are in wishy-washy, you're getting a wishy-washy result. And that's all there is to it. So there is this crazy point. So the word decide, literally, I can't remember what it comes from, but it means to cut off. Like if you look at the root word, I think it's the Latin root word of decide, means to cut off. So you are cutting off every thought of like failure and thinking of possibility, and that's it. It's not that you don't think that you could fail. Like we can obviously bring in some other truths, right? There's seven different possibilities at all times. So it's like, we can look at, yeah, of course that could happen. But what you choose to focus on is what your streak will be. Like Chris literally said that yesterday. He was like, you know, what you choose to focus on is going to determine your streak, like at all times.
Ooh, I like that.
No, I loved it. He and I said it before he could put it on a meme, but hopefully his meme comes out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. is that real life? Sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't wait to sit and make a meme. What?
Well, it is real.
Yeah.
We need those memes.
We do. Memes make me so happy.
I love a good meme.
I could sit and look at memes all day. It's where all good wisdom comes from, in my personal opinion. Because it's nugget wisdom. You know, it's like bite-sized.
Those little bursts.
Oh, burst wisdom. Yeah. I love it. Bizdom. All right. So go. Bizdom. That's like business wisdom.
I thought. Oh. Is this a new business idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's going to be, Evans.
I don't know. I like it.
What was the original question?
Just about going for it and how do you, you know, opportunities around the corner. How do you keep leaning into it even though you don't want to?
So I'm reading in Marie's book, back to her book, like, first of all, map out everything that could go wrong, the complete failure and everything you could lose and what that looks like. Like, for real. Like, there. That's literally what I'm doing. Okay, I could lose my house. Okay, I could do this. And how would you recover from it? You would still recover from it.
100%.
And you'd be better for starting this business. You'd be like, oh, I've learned so much about starting a business, but it's not going to be this business. Now I'm going to start this business.
Yes.
And you guys, what you forget is like, there's so much fundraising you can do now. Like, you're not going to be doing this all out of your pocket. And you're not going to be doing it so that you starve at the end of the day for the most part.
Nope.
You can, it is insane the money that you can make now. I was just talking to Chris about this. Like, people are making six figures off of picking up birds off the street, which are scooters, and charging them at night. Like, there's
what?
Oh my God. And like delivering food and Grubhub. Like, I am not below any job while I'm making my dreams happen. This has just been the story of my life. Like, there are going to be times where you're like, wow, am I really doing this? This is super gritty. And the answer is yes. If you're not willing to get really gritty and willing to look at what you're going, what could potentially happen and how you can come back from it, like, then you're not going to be able to move forward on your dream. So look at that and be like, I would always survive.
100%.
I would just figure it out and I would be so much better for it. Like, if that didn't work, guess what? You get to write a really awesome book about what your life looked like when you lost everything and then you came back from it. Like, awesome story.
And your super awesome dinner party guest.
Oh my God. Yes.
All your stories are going to be incredible.
All the people you're going to meet along the way of making that dream happen, even if it fails, like, it does not matter.
Yeah.
And then from there, what you do is you literally start to, you're like, okay, that's all there. So I don't have to worry about it anymore. Like, I've worried about it. I've looked at it. I'm aware of it. You no longer have to unconsciously or consciously focus on it because you've told every story that could happen. Mm-hmm. So now go into the story of what is possible. And I think that every day you need to look at it as if, you know, tomorrow your business depended on what you're doing today. So it's like, how do I make sure that I'm making my business survive tomorrow, today? What decisions would you make to move that forward? What decisions would you make on like really committing to that dream to move forward? Who would you talk to? What would you do? It's when we're in indecision that nothing's actually happening and then we start to focus on the negative. So when I'm in action, I'm never stressed. When I'm in action, I am never stressed about the outcome because I'm just in action. It's when we're in inaction and inactivity and indecision that you are in hell.
That's where I am right now, Lori.
Well, welcome to indecision because you're not in anything.
Get out of here.
Make a decision, Evans.
Dang it, Lori.
Cut it off. Burn the boat.
You are right.
Do you know why? Because I'm talking to myself right now. I couldn't be driving Chris more insane right now. He's like so annoyed with me. I'm annoyed.
I've been on my nerves for months.
Do you want to hear something that I've been saying to myself?
Yes.
No amazing idea or every amazing idea. Let me start over. Every amazing idea came from somebody getting sick and tired of their own shit. Like sick and tired of their own stories.
So
I'm
true. So
over myself.
Me too. It's annoying. It's just like, stop it.
There's a horrible 80s song or 90s maybe or 2000s somewhere in the last 30 years.
Just in that window.
Do you know I'm terrible with timelines? I'm like maybe 10 years ago, Chris was like, or 15.
10 to 30 years
actually
ago.
He's terrible with timelines too, so we both are like, oh my god, I felt like I was totally lying up there because I think I got the timeline super wrong.
Yeah.
So it's a real thing.
Yeah. What's the song?
Oh, thank god you reminded me.
Yeah,
all right. It was called Get Over It. Like, look it up because it's the worst song you've ever heard in your life, and just play it to the point where you're like, play it until you actually make a decision and you've taken action, because it will drive you into a padded room. It's like, get over it, get over it.
I think I know this song.
It's awful. It's the world's worst song. And you know what? That person who wrote it is not a failure, because I guarantee they listened to it and something beautiful came out of that horrible, horrible, disastrous ear violation.
Maybe that's how they got over whatever they were working through.
I'm sending them love, because I have put out horrible pieces of art as well.
An ear violation.
This is in direct violation with my eardrums. So, you know, I mean, I very well could have made that song and someone could have told me it's horrible. Believe me, people have told me I have horrible things out in the world. Can I just tell you what happened on a live yesterday real quick before we get going? So
yes?
Everybody,
what?
So everyone, we're going to end on this because okay. No, it's amazing. Okay. It was quite funny. I was so proud of myself because it didn't affect me. Like, I was able to laugh at it. So I was on a live in someone else's IG live promoting an event that I'm going to be talking at. So you're like exposed to a totally different audience.
Yes.
And it's a guy. So it was like it was all, for the most part, men jumping on.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden, like right away, I see this one that just kind of makes me laugh, because he's like, oh God, her eyebrows are cousins, not twins. Yuck. And I was like, okay, like I can totally handle that.
Why would you say something like that?
I literally went on and on and on, and like, oh, some of the stuff that came up about it was just awful, like super, like awful. Like, I don't even want to say it because I don't even want to bring like negative juju to whatever this was. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, wow. Like, I forgot what it was like to really be exposed to a new audience that was also completely a different demographic than mine. And it made me realize, number one, it made me really feel for celebrities for real. I'm
seriously
not even kidding.
Being picked apart.
Yes, just by anyone and everyone. That's a random thought. But anyway, number two, it made me think of all of the people who are putting themselves out there for the first time, because that really happens, because your audience in the beginning doesn't know who you are.
Right.
So when you start exposing your authentic self, that's not actually your audience that you'll be talking to. So they all have to leave before the right people can come.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that. So, no, I was so proud of myself. I got off and I literally laughed, because I was like, wow, I was just told that I was really ugly or hideous, or was I a man, by like 30 different people all in a row. And also, you know what was really fun though, is that I got so many eggplant emojis as well. So that was fun.
Wow. I just am really angry right now.
I was not angry.
I just feel like people need to behave. And I, you know, but you know, what's that saying? What Susie says of someone says more about Susie than it does the
what
other
Susie
person.
Says about Mary says more about Susie than it does about Mary.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like, you know what? Act that way.
It did not. This is for the first. And sometimes it bothers me if it's like, if it's someone I know, I will have to get over it. If it's just random, I'm like, there are people literally sitting at home in so much pain that if they see any light, they have to dim it. So I was like, whoa, I must've been real bright on there. And I just did not, like, I kept looking up, and then sometimes I'd look down and catch something. I'm like, oh, this is getting more awkward. So then I just kind of put my hand over it and just went to town. Like,
good for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Totally. And I saw one of the guys who was making really mean comments. It transformed a bit into something nice. And I was like, oh, maybe I want him over. I mean, who knows? Maybe he was sitting there, you know, with cheesy Dorito fingers.
I think,
like,
I just burped into the microphone.
Well, we're getting more and more comfortable on this podcast. And with that said, it is concluding. She was like, you know what? I'm going to end this right now, Lori, because I have to go to work.
I didn't mean to do that. It was like a gurgle.
I used to attract people in elementary school by burping the elephant.
You did?
The alphabet.
The elephant alphabet?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it on this podcast because I've grown up, but I'll do it for you in person if you ever want to hear it.
Well, I just want to say thank you for sharing that moment, because that inspires other people who maybe something not nice has been said to them.
Yeah.
You just have to let it go and
You're going to find your people. Like, because in my audience, for the most part, 98% of them now, because I've been so me, have like all of those people have left. And believe me, they leave with some very not nice words, but when they're gone then, you know? Right. So, and then sometimes you get exposed to a bigger audience and the same thing happens. You got to cycle through, but you got to have your people and you got to have a place to vent. So start a podcast, get a friend, Colin Evans.
Yeah.
Have her burp into the mic and change your state. She's like, you want to change your state? And I'm not even thinking of it anymore.
Right. So it's all over.
All right, guys. Any last words of wisdom that you would like to burp out to the audience?
Don't be afraid to make a change.
I feel like that Michael Jackson song needs to come in right now. You got to make that change. And that's it.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I'm asking him to make a change. All right, go download it.
Yeah.
And do your best dance today.
Because you got this.
You got this. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.